Today I'm going to teach you some phrases and words that people who aren't from Grengolandia, people from abroad, tend to confuse. Oh, and these are phrases that you're really going to want to know if you want to understand spoken English. If you want more lessons like this one, helping you grow your vocabulary with all the essentials to be able to communicate in English, all I ask is that you let me know right now in the comments so that I know what you want to work on in the next classes, and also, really, to help me promote this video and this channel, because we can't keep growing without your help. We're already reaching 1 million subscribers, so please let me know. Let's get started. If you want me to help you with your English, if you want me to support you during your English learning process and you want to improve your listening, speaking, fluency, and pronunciation, oh, come to my Fast Fluency course, link in the first comment. And also, please, let me know how these phrases are said in your country so that I can learn too, okay? The first one is to sound like a broken record. Literally like sounding like a scratched record, that is, continuing to bother someone by repeating the same things over and over again. Linking like broken record around. Goof around more or less like goofing around to not doing anything important, goofing around, no longer focusing on anything important, nothing essential.
And you can say, hey, don't goof around, that is, take it a little more seriously, don't take it so lightly. Don't goof around. Goof around. Yeah, you like to goof around. Hey, yeah, you two around. Maybe they were just goofing around. Maybe they were just goofing around. Cold turkey. Cold turkey.
Dot. Literally cold turkey. But we normally use it to describe stopping doing an action from one day to the next or suddenly, right? Normally stopping drinking alcohol or something like that. You can say, I quit drinking cold turkey. That is, I was drinking a lot and from one day to the next I stopped 100%. I didn't take anything else.
Cold turkey.
A hot mess. Literally, a hot mess. But we use it to describe someone. It's like saying a real disaster. We use it to describe someone who is not very organized, who is very much like here, there, they are all over the place, very confused, never focusing on one thing, maybe they always have problems in life. Succeed is he's a hot mess. He's a hot mess. She's a hot mess. Smells hot mess. Just 6 weeks ago, I was a hot mess. Just 6 weeks ago, I was a hot mess. Make a pit stop. I got to make a pit stop. Make a pit stop. I think in Spanish it would be to make a pit stop, that is, on a long journey, a stop to be able to eat, go to the bathroom, rest a little. Yeah. Make a pit stop and make up.
I gotta make a pit stop.
A wet blanket. A wet blanket, literally a wet blanket or blanket, that is, a party pooper, right? Someone who ruins other people's fun, maybe at a party, maybe they're having a great time, nothing more, and someone comes along with their wet blanket to ruin everyone's fun. No, a wet blanket. I don't mean to be a wet blanket. I don't mean to be a wet blanket. Peter, did you have fun with Bree? No, Lewis, he was a wet blanket. Peter, did you have fun with Brian? No, it was a wet. Take a hike could be hacer un senderismo, but if you use it in an imperative way as an order, it means go fry potatoes, right? Take a hike. Go, go here. Take a linking. Take a hike. Take a hike. Lombard here. Jonesing for something. Is it Mercury? I'm really jonesing for Mercury. Sam is jonesing for afternoon L. Jones for something. First, what does it mean to jones for something? It's to want something very much. You don't have to know that jonesing comes from the last name Jones. It's a family name, right? The Jones family, etc. But it means that it comes from that, from wanting something very much. We have another phrase too, to keep up with the Joneses. Keeping up with the Jones family. That is to say, always wanting what others have, right? But in this case, to jones for something, that is to say, wanting something very much. I'm jonesing for some coffee. I want a lot, I want coffee. I'm thinking a lot about having a little coffee. Jones.
Is it Mercury? I'm really jonesing for Mercury.
Sam is jonesing first afternoon L. Sam is jonesing first afternoon Lunk Punk actually own. Podink refers to something small and not very important, something insignificant, usually closer to the countryside, not in a big city. You can use it to describe, let's say, a city, a school, a hotel, something like that, but something very small, right? The most beautiful thing. Yeah. Podunk. If you can't communicate in English as you would like yet and you want to learn all the phrases, all the words that you are going to have to know to survive in a place like the United States, Canada, Australia, check out my starter English training. There you will have everything you need plus audio to train your ear. A matter of life and death. A matter of life and death. Let me know if that's exactly how they say it in your country, but a matter of life and death. Obviously a very serious, grave situation, excuse me. Oh, yeah. A matter of life and death, right? Matter. Mat. In the United States we are going to use soft D mat. Mat of. Linking. Matter of life and death. Life and death.
It's a matter of life and death.
To kill two birds with one stone. This gives us a chance to kill two birds with one stone. Birds one kill birds with one stone, right? That is, to achieve two goals at once, right? Kill two birds with one stone.
This gives us a chance to kill two birds with one stone.
I just figure you wanted to kill two birds with one stone. Figure you wanted to kill two birds with one stone to kick the bucket. Kick it, that is, like literally kicking the leg. But it means to have a better life or to die. No, normally speaking of a person, obviously. He kicked the bucket. He kicked the bucket. Very informal, but we use it a lot to say that he died. He kicked the bucket. Kick the bucket yet. I need you. Well, don't kick the bucket yet. I need you. Just imagine what happens when you kick the bucket. Just imagine what happens when you kick the bucket. To cook the books. Cook. The books, cook the books, literally, to cook the books. But it means to make up the books or to dishonestly change the financial figures of a company, usually, right? To cook the books. To wake up on the wrong side of the bed, that is, to wake up on the wrong side of the bed. Wake up on the wrong side of the bed. It means, from the moment you woke up in the morning, you felt very bad, maybe angry, stressed, uncomfortable, and you continued with that energy all day. No, I woke up on the wrong side of the bed today. Wake up on the wrong side of the bed. Wake up on the wrong side of the bed. Wrong side of the bed. Wrong side of the bed. Could care less. Care less, could care less. Seriously, you're going to hear two versions here. I could care less, or I couldn't care less. I tend to use the second one a little more. Oh, but you're going to hear both of them, really, okay? Oh, really? I mean, I don't care at all. They both basically mean that, right? I could care less. Here the word is not could. I could care less. Less than you know it. I could care less. I
could care less.
Could care less. Don't.
Be a stranger. Don't.
Be a stranger. Don't. Be a stranger. Okay. Don't. Be a stranger. Don't be a stranger, literally, but it means, don't get lost. I want to keep in touch. Oh, call me from time to time. Yeah. Don't be a stranger. Don't get lost out there in the world. Okay. Don't be a stranger. Thick as thieves. Melvin and I were as thick as thieves. Thick thieves. Thick as thieves, that is to say, as thick as thieves, which means, in this case it means being very close to someone else, right? They are as thick as thieves, that is to say, they are very close. They have a very strong relationship, They are always together. They're thick as thieves. Thick as thick as thick as thieves. Melvin and I thick as thieves. Melvin and I thick thieves. And to thickest thieves.
Y'all too.
And to thickest thieves. Hold your horses. Just hold your horses. Hold your horses. Hold your horses. Literally, that is to say, wait a minute, stop for a minute, relax a little, think about it, you're acting too fast. Hold your horses. Hold your horses. Because they're going that way. Hold your horses. Just hold your horses. Just hold your horses. Hold your horses. I'm coming. Hold your horses.
I'm coming.
Get your ducks in a row.
You get one shot. Get your ducks in a row. You.
Know how I told you to get your ducks in a row? Get your
ducks in a row. Catch means put your ducks in a row. Ah, what it means is you have to organize yourself a little bit, be a little bit more organized for the next step that comes. That is to say, you're not ready because you're very messy. Get yourks in or getcher. Get yourks in, you know how I told you to get your ducks in a row. You know how I told you to get your ducks in a round? Cat got your tongue. Cat got your tongue. Cat got your tongue. Cat got your tongue. Dot. Cat got your tongue. Hey, the cat got your tongue or the mice got your tongue. We don't use the meaning to tell someone when they're not answering. We've asked them something, they're just standing there, not saying anything, and we're usually a little annoyed. Cat got your tongue, why aren't you answering me? No, cat got your tongue. Cat got your tongue, cat got your tongue. What's the matter? Cat got your tongue matter. Cut your. To wipe the floor with someone. Michelle is GNA wipe the floor with us. I'm GNA wipe the floor with her. To wipe the floor with someone literally means like mopping the floor with someone. But the meaning is to win, to beat someone in a game, in a match very, very easily. Maybe there's a boxing match, the UFC, and one destroys the other easily. You can say, he wiped the floor with him. That one did win, but easily.
Michael is gonna wipe the floor with us.
Kitchen sink, that is, everything but the sink. Or the meaning, everything you can imagine. Maybe someone robbed your house and your friend asks you what they took. Everything but the kitchen sink. I mean, they literally took everything, right? Except the sink. Yeah. Everything but the kitchen sink.
Putting everything but the kitchen sink into the impulse power, sir.
And if you want to know all the rules of knowing how and when to link words in English, check out my fluency tutorial, also linked in the first comment. If you want to speed up your English learning with me, there are several ways to work with me. I have free training, and I have paid courses where you can work directly with me. And I'll leave all the links in the first comment. Also here on YouTube, we're reaching 500 posts, more than 500 posts to help you take your English to the next level. More posts every week. Oh, yeah. Oh, I wanted to thank everyone who has come to Patreon to support this channel. Thank you to each and every one of you, and I hope you're doing very well. Until then.